More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
It is Wednesday. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Solomon Martin, and this is 1320 WILS. Tonight, we'll hear from one of the country's leading authorities on vaccinations. He says 2017 will be the year the anti-vaccination movement gains ascendancy in the U.S., and the first blow that the country will suffer are going to be measles outbreaks across the country. Also, one of the lawyers involved in the former MSU doctor Larry Nassar's case, the doctor faces dozens of criminal complaints involving sexual abuse during treatment. He'll tell us exactly what happened. But first, today, Governor Snyder introducing his new budget. And James Holman was there, Assistant Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center. He is here now on WILS. James, great to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Mike.
Now, what is a $56.3 billion budget on the whole? What kind of a grade do you give his budget this year?
You know, this is a status quo budget. Revenue's been increasing. We're going to spend some more. We're going to tweak a couple of programs, but there's no real major policy changes in this one. Just more of the same, and that's kind of what we've had from the governor since 2012 when he made some bold reforms to cut government expenses.
Really? So what is it you would have wanted to see in the budget?
Well, I would love to see some firm stances on things on trying to get value for money. Our higher education budget spends a lot of money, and I'm not sure that it produces many results. We saw some more kind of traditional things on pension funding again. I actually really like that he's going to phase in some reductions in the state's assumed rate of return, which is going to help better fund pensions in the future, provided that the legislature can provide some cash. Okay. So there are some things I do like about this.
You're saying, though, you'd like to see a cut in higher ed spending? Is that it?
So, look, we spend over $1.5 billion a year giving money to state universities. The only decisions that have been made in Lansing on this issue in probably the past 20 years is from year to year saying, okay, do we want to give them more or less? And then on an institution basis, like we give a lot of money per student to Wayne State University, very few dollars per student to Grand Valley State. Okay. Is there a difference? Is there a good payoff for them? I don't know. And so I really want the lawmakers to look into that this year. It's time.
Oh, you just feel it's not a fair allocation of money, is that it?
I mean, I don't know how you can argue that it is. Pretty random. It's just based on history. And there aren't specific outputs that the state is looking for when it gives $1.5 billion plus dollars to these universities.
But what we hear is that actually the state spends a lot less in terms of percentage-wise than in the past, and tuitions keep going up and up and up. If we were to cut spending, would that not raise tuition costs even more, though?
Probably, but tuition has been going up regardless of how much or how little state capitals are giving these universities. The cost of universities have increased beyond inflation from time immemorial, and students have been willing to pay for it. But universities have also made their tuition very progressive, as in people that can't afford tuition tend to get a lot of grants and support in order to pay for it, whereas the only people paying full price are students that come from middle and higher class backgrounds.
Talking to James Holman with the Mackinac Center, the governor presenting his new budget today here in Lansing. James was there. He's going to increase by 2.3% constitutional revenue sharing for local governments. Do you support that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no other option for it. That's in the Constitution. But the interesting thing was that he held the line on local government revenue sharing. Now, the Michigan Municipal League and a lot of other people have been trying to get the governor to spend more money get the governor and state lawmakers to spend more money on revenue sharing, giving more money to local governments. They've currently kind of touring the state saying, please give us more money. And it's the only unrestricted revenue stream that these local governments have, and the governor just doesn't seem to be having any of it.
Okay, and do you think that they need and deserve more money, the local governments, than they're getting from the state right now?
Well, the primary source of revenue for local governments is the local property taxes, and they've been increasing recently. They took a hit in the recession. There's no doubt about that. That's the first hit we've ever seen to property taxes in the state of Michigan. But they also grew substantially from 2000 to 2008 at a time when very few things were growing in Michigan. So I think local governments are probably going to get a lot more relief on the revenue side from those property taxes in those places in Michigan that are growing.
Now, one thing the Republicans have been talking about in the legislature is cutting the income tax, the personal income tax, and that is not in any way part of this budget. What kind of a fight do you think we'll see on that issue?
I think it's going to be a battle of wills between the legislature and the governor, and we're trying to highlight areas of the state budget in order to reduce, in order to afford these income tax cuts.
Should that be something the governor should be considering, do you think?
Well, I assume that he is considering it, because the lawmakers have made this one of their top agenda items, and the governor is only one part of the governmental system. But he certainly didn't buy that. It would have been an easier and perhaps even a done deal at this point if the governor had modeled his budget around an income tax cut. That didn't happen, so it's going to be a battle.
$260 million he's putting in the rainy day fund. That's going to be about $1 billion altogether. Do you support that?
It's a good fiscal policy principle, but really we haven't been doing too much with this, and I still think that there's that providing the fiscal stimulus of a recession is a good way for lawmakers to sharpen their pencils, and without the rainy day fund there, they can just go ahead and spend temporarily ease over a structural problem that they assume is cyclical. And that's what we did in 2000 to 2009, when the state budget just wasn't doing well, spending was increasing faster than revenues, and we just raided the rainy day fund instead of trying to restructure government.
Do you think that's going to happen then eventually again?
I've got my fingers crossed that Michigan doesn't go through another decade-long recession, and I don't expect that we will. But there's always a chance that can happen, but I'm here to help provide some structural reforms to state government so that if we do have to cut expenses, we can afford it.
One last thing, James. He's increasing $100 by $150 million funding for at-risk students, a good total of $529 million. In your view, is that a good way to spend state dollars?
So that's a little beyond my expertise on this one, but absolutely, the students that need the most support should get support.
James Homan, Assistant Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center, today in Lansing. You were actually here in town, right?
Yes. Yeah.
For the presentation, James, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. Yep.